When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Oh, there's a lot of shenanigans going on in the bullpen here on the second floor of Odyssey DC. A lot of shtick going on. You know, a guy who we used to do a lot of shtick with, is the great Mike Jones from The Athletic, and he's kind enough to join us right here and right now. Jonesy, you remember those days, right? I mean, we used to shtick circles. We used to shtick it up. We used to occasionally go out to lunch together and have a good old time, right?
What's up, Big Sexy? Of course I remember those days.
Great to hear your voice. And I haven't seen you in a little while, but I always look forward to seeing you when I can. Thanks for doing this. You are obviously with The Athletic, and you wrote a column, so that's why we wanted to reach out right away. Before we even really had a chance to talk about it, the headline is no. Jaden Daniels isn't on the path to becoming Washington's next RG3. And this was spurred, just so everybody knows, right, by something Jaden's mom tweeted about on Sunday night, I believe it was, and then Robert responded in kind.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and so as he has tried to do, you know, since Jaden burst onto the scene, RG3 has kind of tried to tie himself to him and draw parallels. And the whole fan base as well has always tried to draw parallels. But this is a totally different situation. And I just felt compelled to kind of lay it all out. Like, why, you know, yeah, they're both black. Yeah, they're both fast. Yeah, they can throw the ball. Yeah, they both won Heismans. Yeah, you know, they're both dealing with injuries. But it's not at all the same thing. And so that's what I kind of got into.
So I think the only way it's sort of the same thing is some of those parallels that you just mentioned. They both, you know, they both won the Heisman, both exciting, took a city by storm, so on and so forth. Obviously, we're not dealing with the same level of injury that, and as you detailed, you know, that led to Robert Griffin really never recovering from. We're not there with Jaden Daniels yet, but I guess where I've always separated the two, just from a football sense, before we get more into the, I guess, what his mom said and what Robert is trying to do here, where I always separated the two is, and you know this because we were both there when Robert was drafted and became the number two pick, and they traded up from 6 to 2. Robert wasn't as developed in the pocket as a pure thrower as Jaden Daniels is. To me, that's where the comparison ends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, there's definitely – Jaden's way more advanced as a thrower. I mean, he can sit back there and see the whole field. Kyle Shanahan – and Mike Shanahan really kind of simplified things to help Robert along in his development to kind of expedite and get him on the field sooner. I mean, he was like, you know, reading a quarter of the field, and if it wasn't there, you took off, or in a lot of the zone read stuff with to help pause the defense and slow them down a little bit to give him a little more time to scan the field. That's not at all the case with Jaden Daniels. He came in as more of a passer than what Robert was coming out of college, and he proved himself last year to be, you know, more proficient in operating out of the pocket, for sure.
So when people – So I got to admit, I spend less time on Twitter, believe it or not, Jonesy, than I used to.
You don't get in Twitter fights anymore?
Occasionally, Jonesy, but sometimes the discretion is better part of valor, okay? You know, as I've gotten older, I've learned a little bit, okay? So I wasn't aware that there was, I mean, I've heard the comparisons. I'm not saying that I wasn't aware of that, but I wasn't aware that it was like a constant thing, but I guess I should have figured out when Jaden got hurt on Sunday in Dallas, for the third time now in his career, people were inevitably going to bring up those and conjure those comparisons. So from an injury perspective, I also draw the line so far. I mean, Robert took one, a hard shot to the knee, and then a month later or whatever it was against Seattle, tore his knee on a bad field. Jaden, all things considered, yes, there are three volume injuries, but they all seem relatively minor. That's the whole idea here so far anyway.
Yeah, there hasn't been a devastating injury from Jaden. And even so, like the way both quarterbacks go about things, the way the organization is going about things, totally different. I mean, Robert was so paranoid that Kirk Cousins was going to take his job because he had his dad in his ear saying, hey, like they like this guy better, that he felt like he couldn't give himself time to heal, and he had to rush himself back out there. And basically he told Shanahan, look, you ride with me or, you know, we're done. So Shanahan's worried, oh, well, Snyder's going to fire me if I don't keep Robert happy. There was all kinds of dysfunction here. There's nobody rushing Jaden Daniels onto the field. I had fans saying, oh, the organization, you know, wouldn't let Robert heal and rushed him back onto the field. No, Robert wanted to be out there. Remember the game where Dr. Andrews was trying to check his knee, and Robert ran around behind the group of teammates and back onto the field without being checked?
Yep.
That wasn't anybody forcing him back out onto the field. He wanted to be out there because he felt like he needed to be out there.
He was insanely protective, to your point.
Yeah, and a fierce competitor, but also very paranoid. Jaden Daniels isn't doing that. Jaden Daniels came out of the game when he realized that he was hurt, he got checked, he gave his mom the thumbs up, but he wasn't trying to talk his way back onto the field, which is what Robert would have done. He had no business being out there in that playoff game, and, you know, he probably would admit that now himself. Two totally different things. And just the way that there's the lack of trust that was going on, the tug of war, the power struggle inside the organization, you don't have any of that now. That's not what's going on here. And so, look, if you didn't have that stuff, and Robert had hurt himself, and he trusted his coaches and the organization and didn't have his owner in his ear telling him, you know, how to act, he would have let himself heal, and he would have taken his time and come back when he was fully healthy in year two instead of rushing his way back onto the field. Way different situation here, and so that's why this is not at all the same thing, and concerns that, oh, this is going to wind up being that, it's just silly.
I totally agree with all of that. Here's my worry, though. Concern. I don't know how concerned I am, but I guess slight concern. You know, you mentioned Robert's dad. He was a very influential voice in his son's mind, right? Regina Jackson, Jaden's mom, is that what's conjuring up some comparisons besides just the injuries and some of the other commonalities? Because that would be the only area that I would go, you know, I wish she just, and I had to learn this lesson too, and sometimes, Jonesy, I still have to learn it. I just wish she wouldn't engage in stuff that's going to be, I don't want to say bad, but inflammatory, that's going to keep the conversation on the front burner, I guess.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, like, if she hadn't tweeted that thing, then Robert doesn't respond. But at the same time, she keeps seeing all these comparisons, and she sees, and she probably, like you and I, probably needs to stay off social media and not pay as much attention to that. It's hard, though. And so she's concerned, and she's like believes in the power of manifestation and the spoken word, and she doesn't want people speaking stuff over her son that he's going to wind up like that. And so Mama Bear, yes, a little too protective, probably needs to scale back. He's a grown man. He can fight his own battles, okay? But I don't see that as being anything that she's doing. I don't see her evidence that she's bending his ear and causing him to have distrust in the organization, having distrust in his coaches or anything like that. I don't see that. Is she too visible? I don't know. But as long as she's not keeping him from doing his job, keeping him from listening to his coach and his GM, then I think that everything is okay.
Yeah, and I believe that as well. I believe that is not the, you know, you remember in Robert's rookie, I think it was his rookie, yeah, I guess it was his rookie year in 2012, maybe it was 2013 after the injury, where Dad was coming into the locker room after a game.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You remember, we were both in Cleveland, I think, when Kirk got that first start after the Haloti Ngata injury, where Robert's holding a press conference after the game. He didn't play! You know, right, I mean, there's all right. sorts of wacky and weird crap going on. There's none of that here that I can see.
Right. And that's why I said all the paranoia, the power struggles, the distrust. Again, if you had eliminated all of that, Robert would have felt more secure and been like, okay, look, I want to be out mm-hmm. there, but my knee's not right, and I've got to wait. And then this whole thing wouldn't have crashed and burned like it did. But there were so many. Again, that's why I wrote, more than just a bum knee caused that era to end
yes.
in a disaster.
Agreed.
It wasn't the knee. It was everything else. And that's why, okay, Jaden Daniels cracking ribs or getting a bruised knee or having a strained hamstring, that's not going to mean the end of his career. Joe Burrow blew out his knee and then came back and took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. They lost, but he did that. Lamar Jackson has had times when he's been injured and is still a two-time league MVP. An injury is not going to spell doom for a franchise if you have the right support and structure in place. There was none of that before. It was a Game of Thrones, you know, episode going on in the organization before, and that's why Robert Griffin didn't have a chance.
Some people might have once uttered the words, winter is coming, Jonesy.
I do believe that there was somebody in that room that said winter is coming.
And they were right. They were right. Mike Jones from The Athletic is with us. Of course, was on the beat, on the Redskins beat with me and Grant and whatever when Robert was here and drafted and so on and so forth. And now we've all moved on to different roles, but obviously still. And Mike wrote about, Jaden Daniels is not becoming RG3, which is exactly essentially what Regina Jackson, his mom, was trying to get at, that there's two different people. All right. Moving on from that. If you are the Commanders and your season is a flux, to say the least, right, at 3-4, you're going into Arrowhead Monday night. If he is cleared but not 100% or really theoretically anywhere close, would you play him if you're Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, and the Commanders?
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, I mean, if he's not 100%, if he can't protect himself, if he can't move around in the pocket, then he shouldn't be out there. If he is able to stand back there and deliver passes, he can move around the pocket okay. Maybe he's not fast enough to take off and try to outrun, some of these defenders, then okay. But if he's hobbled, if he can hardly move, don't even risk it. There's no point. It's about the long term, not the short term.
Understood. How much trouble do you think the boys are in burgundy and gold? Period.
Well, I mean, the thing is this, and people got mad, you know, when they didn't like to hear this, that, you know, in the preseason, there were concerns, you know, a number of people who said, you know, look, this team might not be as good as it was last year. They might not get as far. And I really had concerns about that secondary and, you know, the lack of a pass rushing presence and things like that. And we're seeing that come to light right now where they struggle to get to the quarterback. They can't cover anybody, and so it's the defense, the lack of the defensive support that's hurting them. And then not having, you know, Terry McLaurin on the field, because of injury. And, you know, so, yeah, it's unfortunate that this team is not going to build on last year. But to build on last year, you basically would have had to have go to the Super Bowl. That's the only way you're going to top get into the NFC Championship game.
Right.
So, okay, look, as long as Jaden Daniels emerges from this season healthy, as long as some of the young guys, you found your running back and things like that, and you get your rookie right tackle gets seasoned and is ready for next year, sometimes you do take a little bit of a step back so you can take a step forward. And then they have to go into this offseason and really upgrade this defense. Yes, we want to see them continue to win. You want to see them make it to the playoffs back-to-back years for the first time since 1992. It probably isn't going to happen. It might not happen. But it doesn't mean that it's a lost season. It's a journey. It's a process when you're building an organization that's been in such bad shape for so long,
and that's something that people forget about because of the quick success of last year. Like you said, there was only so far you could go upwards, and there was some room to grow there. We'll admit that, but they still took over a moribund franchise that was mismanaged into the ground for 25 plus years. So. Who are we kidding here? This was not a one-year thing. This was not a four-year thing. Other teams struggled for 2 or 3 years. This team struggled for 30 years, period,
to
put it all together and to make it right, with limited exception. One last one, Jonesy, I'll let you go. Appreciate it. Mike Jones from The Athletic with us. Go check out his latest column on The Athletic. It's well worth it, the subscription, local, national, all that about how Jaden Daniels is not the next RG3. What is the biggest, most pleasing, happy surprise, whatever you want to call it, story in Mike Jones' eyes through 7 weeks of the NFL season?
For the whole league, I guess I would say the biggest surprise is that Daniel Jones has resurrected his career and is balling out. Nobody thought that the Indianapolis Colts were going to be 6-1 at this point in the season. We thought that, if Anthony Richardson's not going to work, you got Daniel Jones. Oh, well, this is not going to play out very well. But now here they are looking like one of the best teams in the AFC. I think that would be the biggest surprise story so far this year.
Works for me. Does Mike McDaniel survive by the time the Commanders and Dolphins get to Madrid mid-November?
Well, I mean, I was worried that he might get fired after getting the doors blown off by Cleveland.
So was I.
And he's still here. So if he's still here, maybe that means they're going to give him the rest of the season and, you know, see what happens and could blow it up when they get to the offseason.
We shall see. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. I know you got a lot of these going on. Great work. And I'll talk to you real soon, okay? Hopefully I'll see you real soon.
Good talking to you, man. See you
soon. There you go. That is Mike Jones from The Athletic. Of course, longtime Washington Post Redskins beat reporter and so on and so forth, and does a great job covering the league nationally, but wrote this column about how, Jaden Daniels is not the next RG3. We'll put the link up as soon as I can figure out what's going on with Twitter. I just saw Woody Johnson, the Jets owner, had something real interesting to say about Justin Fields, so we'll try and rack that up for you. But coming back, on the other side, is there any fear in your mind? Is there any fear in your mind, for whatever reason you might have, that Jaden Daniels and Robert Griffin III's path will eventually mirror each other or be similar to each other? Is there any fear in your mind? And why or why not? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.